Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, founder of the Tudor Society. Now, we've had quite a few days of good things, so it's around about time that I bring you something bad. Well, today we have some trouble going on in Tudor England. For On This Day in Tudor History, Wednesday, the 4th of October, 1536, trouble erupted in Horncastle in the county of Lincolnshire. This was part of what we know as the Lincolnshire Rising, which in turn was part of the famous Pilgrimage of Grace Rebellion, which I'm sure you have heard of. Now, the Lincolnshire Rising had been sparked off by a sermon at Evensong on the 1st of October at St. James's Church in Louth, and by also a visitation from a registrar on the 2nd of October. Mary Polito, author of Governmental Arts in Tudor England, describes how Nicholas Melton, a local shoemaker who came to be known as Captain Cobbler, seized the registrar, burned his papers, and then forced him and the priests to swear an oath of loyalty to the rebel cause. The rebels then marched to the nunnery at Legbourne, where they took the royal commissioners hostage. The nunnery had been formally suppressed a few weeks earlier as part of Henry VIII's dissolution of the monasteries. On the 4th of October 1536, Dr. John Raines, the Chancellor of the Bishop of Lincoln, who was staying nearby at Bolingbroke after having held a session of the Commissionaries' Court there, was dragged from his sickbed and taken to Horncastle. Francis Aidan Gaskay, the 19th century Benedictine monk and historical scholar, describes what happened next in his book Henry VIII and the English Monasteries. He wrote, "As the Chancellor rode into the field with his captors, the passions of the mob were stirred, and there occurred one of the two acts of violence which alone in this or the subsequent Yorkshire Rising disgraced the movement. At his coming into the field," declares Brian Staines, "the rebels whereof were many parsons and vicars cried out with a loud voice, 'Kill him, kill him.' And upon that, one William Hutchinson of Horncastle and William Balderstone, by the procurement of the said parsons and vicars, pulled him violently off his horse, kneeling upon his knees, and with their staves they slew him. And being dead, this deponent saith the priest continually crying, 'Kill him, kill him.' He also struck the said chancellor upon the arm with a staff." So awful violence there, a man being taken off his horse, being put to the ground on his knees, and then being beaten to death while, as the deponent says, the priests and that around were shouting, "Kill him, kill him." And that was what was so shocking, it was said, because there were priests involved in the slaying of this man. There was also a second murder that day, that of Thomas Wolsey or Wolsey, not Cardinal Wolsey, another Thomas Wolsey, one of Cromwell's men who was hanged by the mob. I've got a little cat who wants to join in. Now, it's also on this same day that Robert Ask, who I think you'll probably have heard of in reference to the Pilgrimage of Grace Rebellion, he made his decision to become one of the rebels. Now, Gaskay writes of how the rebels at Horncastle devised certain articles of grievance which were to be forwarded to the king. Now, these articles of complaint from the rebels were drawn up by the gentry, Sheriff Dimmock and his brother, and then presented to the crowd, who held up their hands and said, "We like them very well." The rebels' complaints included the dissolution of the monasteries, the grant to the king of the tenths and first fruits of spiritual benefices, the promotion of Thomas Cromwell and Richard Rich to the king's council, and the promotion of the archbishops of Canterbury and Dublin, the bishops of Rochester and St. David's, and others who, in the rebels' opinion, had clearly subverted the faith of Christ. Now, these articles were dispatched immediately to the king, and on the 11th of October, the king's herald arrived at Lincoln with King Henry VIII's reply. "Concerning choosing of counsellors," the king wrote, "I never have read, heard, nor known that princes, counsellors, and prelates should be appointed by rude and ignorant common people, nor that they were persons meet or of ability to discern and choose meet and sufficient counsellors for a prince. How presumptuous then are ye, the rude commons of one shire, and that one of the most brute and beastly of the whole realm, and of least experience, to find fault with your prince for the electing of his counsellors and prelates, and to take upon you, contrary to God's laws and man's law, to rule your prince, whom ye are bound to obey and serve with both your lives, lands, and goods, and for no worldly cause to withstand. As to the suppression of houses and monasteries, they were granted to us by the Parliament, and not set forth by any councillor or councillors upon their mere will and fantasy, as you full falsely would persuade our realm to believe. And where ye allege that the service of God is much thereby diminished, the truth thereof is contrary. For there are no houses suppressed where God was well served, but where most vice, mischief, and abomination of living was used." The king went on describing the religious houses that had been dissolved as nourishing vice and abominable living, and describing himself as your natural prince, sovereign lord, and king, who doth and hath spent more in your defences of his own than six times they be worth. King Henry VIII concluded his reply with a warning. "We charge you, eftsoon, upon the foresaid bonds and pains, that ye withdraw yourselves to your own houses, every man, and no more to assemble contrary to the laws and your allegiances, and to cause the provokers of you to this mischief to be delivered to our lieutenant's hands or ours, and you yourselves to submit to such condign punishment as we and our nobles shall think you worthy." King Henry VIII was not giving in to the rebels' demands and complaints. And I'll give you a link to read an article giving more details on the Pilgrimage of Grace rebellion, along with a timeline of events. But the king was to deal with the rebellion and the rebels in a very brutal and final way. I'm sure I'll be talking more on the rebellion in the future. And of course, Robert Aske, you might have seen it in series like The Tudors. I know the Tudor series has its faults with inaccuracies, but I do think that it handled the Pilgrimage of Grace rebellion and just the awful results of that, the impact of it, very well, really brought it to life. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.